Hello. Well, it's been over 5 months since my last chemo treatment. The world of doctors, nurses, and infusions in some ways feels like a distant memory. I suppose living in a global pandemic has sort of helped distract me. Surprisingly, I am relatively calm among the chaos of the news frenzy, the conspiracy theories being touted on social media every 5 minutes, and around friends and family who are worried. I'm realizing more and more that going through breast cancer and chemotherapy truly can prepare you for a global pandemic. Here's what I discovered. I learned to release control. As I went through chemotherapy and had my up days and down days, I began to realize that control is a complete illusion, truly and completely. Pre-breast cancer, Tina liked to have everything in order and plan everything down to the tiniest detail. I used to obsessively schedule my days, vacations, and projects. I spend so much time and energy worrying about everything, trying to create a sense of control, and not just about my life, but also the lives of everyone close to me. I had this feeling that if I worried enough, I would make the situation better, which is crazy, I know. At some point during my treatment journey, I began to realize that trying to control everything was pointless. Though I'm not exactly sure when. I guess that as my outer appearance changed, and especially as I lost my hair, I began to think about shedding behaviors that were no longer serving me. It's like I had this bizarre new skill where I could step outside of myself and see what was working against me. Turns out, control was at the top of the list. When the identity you cling to gets stripped away, there's a serenity that can flow in to replace it. For me, that meant understanding that all my efforts to control my life were a waste of my precious time. I'm not talking about becoming a passive participant in my own life. I just mean that when I was finally able to ditch the planning and perfectionism, I felt relief. Treatment and recovery taught me that there's a freedom in letting the chaos around you just be chaotic. Learning to let go of the reins, take my hands off the wheel, if you will, has been a game changer for me during the pandemic. I can feel the collective anxiety swirling, and in the past, I'd want to fix it. But now, instead of trying to fix it, I shift my focus somewhere else. I now begin my mornings by not only giving gratitude for having another day, but by becoming so acutely aware of my breath. I also consistently do my Qigong practice. I've been seemingly okay with standing in what seems like an upside-down world and not being consumed by it. I only listened to my gut. Instead of trying to process all of the advice and opinions that were thrown at me, I chose to trust myself, my medical team, and that's about it. Whenever anyone in my life offered commentary about my treatment plan, I quietly told myself, this person is trying to be helpful, and maybe they're scared too. In this moment, you are fine, Tina. You're here, and you are alive. And sometimes if I didn't have the inner peace to repeat that mantra, I'd just say to myself, cancel, cancel. Over time, this became an ingrained skill. The ability to filter input and trust my gut about what mattered. Being able to discern relevant information from meaningless noise is truly one of the best gifts right now in the middle of this global pandemic. I'm only listening to one news source, NPR. And when friends send me frightening or questionable videos or news, I use my mantra, cancel, cancel. I recognize they have a right to their own opinions, but I also have a right to use my hard-won filter. I don't have time or the energy to wade through fear-driven conspiracy theories. I don't have space for fear-mongering, and I'm lucky enough to know how to shut those things out of my mind. I learned what self-care truly means for me. I learned how to take care of myself when my typical routine wasn't available. I used to go to a gym. I used to take relatively strenuous CrossFit classes near my son's school and treat myself to monthly pedicures. During chemo and now, neither of those self-care rituals are available. So I learned to be flexible. Or maybe it's more accurate to say that my circumstances forced me to become more flexible, especially when it came to understanding self-care. Instead of going to the gym, I started practicing gentle yoga in my living room. Instead of monthly pedicures, I started taking Epsom salt baths and rubbing essential oils on my feet. The simple act of taking a bath turned into a way for me to tell my body, I love you, you matter, and I'm taking care of you. There's a clear intention as to why I was doing the baths and the essential oils. It was these gentle new practices that gave me a sense of routine, self-care, and self-love. During the height of shelter in place, having access to easy but effective self-care rituals is incredibly important. With the stress of this pandemic all around, knowing how to soothe my body and mind has turned out to be downright vital. I learned to live with uncertainty. There's a somewhat predictable pattern to chemo. For the most part, a human body coping with a breast cancer chemo cocktail will react the same way during each round of treatment. It may be different days. For me, my second day of treatment, I was always so wiped out. I didn't want to see or speak to anyone. I wanted my bed, the office, a Netflix, and my soft PJs. That said, there are also outliers that pop up occasionally with zero warning, like a chemo fever that landed me in the ER, an allergic reaction to a medication, and another ER visit after my treatments were all complete due to yet another high fever. Because of these unexpected hiccups, I learned that I could never take stability and routine for granted. I started living in this space of uncertainty with my external environment, and it became okay. My certainty came from being able to close my eyes, put my hand on my heart, and say mantras quietly to myself, like, in this moment, I am safe. I am alive. I am. Having this mantra of certainty anchors me amongst all the unknown we're living in, and that's a good thing. I really got what matters. How many times have you heard someone say, when life throws you a crisis, you see what matters. Or, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. As cliche as both of those statements are, I'm here to tell you, they're true. When I was going through treatment, everything I'd taken for granted suddenly became obvious to me. Things as simple as having a full head of hair or being able to play with my son for more than an hour were suddenly ripped away from me. Things like having an Instagram-worthy living room or landing more voiceover gigs in the competition seems totally ridiculous. I felt as though my face was being pushed up against a window and the universe was saying, girl, wake up. This ain't no dress rehearsal. Get it together and let go of all that crazy shit that's got your panties in the knots, like yesterday. So I did. Now I find myself intentionally taking moments throughout the day to say, thank you. Thank you not just for this time I'm being given to be with my son and husband, but for having another day. I learned to be with myself, and I embraced it. Like most humans, I've always craved connection with others. But when I was going through chemo and didn't feel healthy and energetic, there was a part of me that honestly didn't want to be with anyone at all. It was a strange feeling. It had a flip side. I wanted to be alone, but I also felt a pull to be close to my son and husband. I can remember lying in my bed alone in my apartment, knowing that my husband and son were with our extended family at the shore, and wanting to be laughing, eating, and just enjoying time with my family. Yet I also knew that in that moment, I needed to rest and be on my own. As I surrendered to that moment and that need, as I embraced what I was experiencing, a lightness emerged. I felt as though I was meeting with a long-lost friend. Now more than ever, my newfound ability to be happy and calm by myself, it's a true gift. The pandemic brought forced isolation, and I feel prepared to face it. I actually enjoy taking walks with myself, watching programs or journaling by myself, just being by myself. I find contentment with myself, and that comfort is what I need at this moment when I cannot be with my extended family and friends. For those who are listening to this, I invite you to challenge yourself to lean on experiences from your past as you navigate this strange new reality. You too have learned lessons or seen things that prepared you for all of this. You might not see them at first. Try to make those connections. Who knows? You may discover a deeper strength or find a love and a sense of connection that you never knew existed within you. I sure did. Thanks for listening. I'm Tina Zaremba, and I am strength, grace, and trust. You've been listening to Chemo Stories.